All right.
The Bobby Bones post show pre show.
We're just talking. Tim McGraw's going on tomorrow. Remind me, I want to play Idiot Papaw.
Okay.
Which is Indian Outlaw. Yeah. That should be fun.
It's a good one.
You know what I got to mention on the show tomorrow is we kind of got in trouble. Not in trouble. Trouble's not the word. It's always been, I think, for Eddie and I after we finish shows to just go out in the lobby after the show. But now the shows are becoming bigger and more people are staying, and it's like security issues where if they have two ushers stay, they can't control 1,000 people that are in the lobby. And so they're like, you can't go out in the lobby anymore after a show and see everybody, which is weird for us because we've never not done it. But we also, well, don't want anybody to get hurt. And if they can't control that amount of people, I don't know what we're going to do. But I got to mention it on tomorrow's show.
Mm. Man, we've been doing that for
since the beginning of time. And yeah. We even did it last time, and they were cool about it. But it also, all those ushers only get paid until like 11 o'clock, and they're there until 12:30.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Basically volunteering their time, which if I was an usher, I want to volunteer my time. Mm-hmm. Hour and a half for some knucklehead.
You want to go home.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to mention that on tomorrow's show. But Eddie and I will be in Oklahoma City and Little Rock this weekend if you want to come to a Raging Idiot show. I think Little Rock, they may have just released some extra tickets this week because the show's basically sold out. But yeah, we're going to go. We didn't get to do this yesterday because I was in New York. So.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
I just realized we didn't have one yesterday.
Yeah. It'd jump as soon as we were out of here. I pulled up today. Hey, Raymond, can you put Hillary on the microphone? Mm-hmm. Hillary, did you get a new car? She's putting her headphones on. Did you get a new car?
I did get a new car.
How much am I paying you?
What's she rolling in?
Dude, it's nice. I won't say what it is exactly.
Really?
Well, I rolled up and Tim, who works our security, I was like, who's got the nice car right there? And he was like, it's Hillary. And I was like, dang.
It's a 2018 and it was used.
18?
Yeah.
That's not even
like
used.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Last year.
Wow.
I feel like I got a good price on it though. I don't have any debt. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have any other like debt I have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to splurge a little.
Boy, did she.
Wait, what'd she get? Just Rambo? Tell me. I don't even know. I didn't
if
see
Hillary's
it.
Not comfortable with it, I'm not comfortable
you
with
it.
You
can see it out in the parking lot.
Well, I know, but I don't. How do I know it's hers?
It's the yellow one.
No, it's white, right?
Yeah, it's white.
It's awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
But I mean.
I'm imagining something really
I know.
Nice.
I am, too.
I'll say it's an SUV. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you got one of those.
An SUV.
You can say it. I don't want to make a big deal about it. You can say what it is.
You can say what it is.
I got the Mercedes GLE 350.
Oh, nice.
SUV.
She got a nicer car than most everybody else on the show.
You got nicer than me.
Y'all have kids. Y'all have mortgages. I don't.
That's true. And she is full-time now and crushing it.
Yeah.
So, good for you.
I'm trying to see how much these are.
Don't. Lunchbox.
What?
Stop.
You do that on your own time.
And all right. It is. And then this let is me my know. Time.
Well, I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
If you can afford it and it makes you happy.
No.
Are you renting a place?
Yes, I am. I'm renting a townhome.
So, okay, so I would go, well, that's interesting.
Because you don't have mortgage, but you have rent.
But you have rent and money you're not getting back.
Rent's not as much as, though, what a mortgage would be.
I know, but with the, I would just say.
This is priorities. How she's justifying it, Bobby. Don't ruin it.
I know.
No.
You know what? I'm just going to let you be because good for you. If it's you happy, good for you.
It was a tough decision. I got a lot of anxiety. It's a big purchase.
It was either what, get a mortgage or get a really nice car?
Well, I can't afford a house here in Nashville. I probably won't for a long time, so the car's a little cheaper.
Interesting.
Could have saved. Ooh.
You should have talked to us a little bit.
Like a car, as soon as you drive a car off the lot, they say, you can't take it back and you get the same money.
If Dave Ramsey is listening right now, he is like, Hillary.
But at least you look like a pimp in your new car.
A pimp?
Do you want to look like a pimp, Hillary?
No, not really.
He means like baller.
Listen, it same is difference. Really nice.
Thank you.
It is really nice. How old are you?
26.
Did you get black rims?
Ooh.
No.
I like
you
that.
Need to.
How many years is your loan?
72 months.
Oh.
You can say 7 years if it's a holy God.
How many is 72
that's
months?
That's 5 years, right?
Yeah.
I think. Something
oof.
Like that.
Oh, how much you paying a month?
No. Stop. No, we're not doing that.
Well, I'm sure you had a good trade-in, too, right?
I'm selling that like on the side because the trade-in, they weren't going to give me much for it.
Oh, I'm going to sell it on Craigslist.
Yeah. So you bought it without a trade-in? Dang, how much are we paying you?
I have a lot of savings built up. My parents started savings when I was like a baby.
And you didn't want to buy it, like put a down payment on a house, something that actually appreciates?
I do one day, but
I appreciate that
not
car,
right
though.
Now.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
We're giving you a hard time because we like you.
Look, she wanted to treat herself.
Boy, did she.
Oh. I need to see this car. I can't wait till we're done.
Yeah.
Here.
No, I was
Eddie,
like,
look at the.
Because, you know, we could hear
the cheap price tag.
At Butt Crack.
Yeah.
And at Butt Crack, there's not many people up here.
Right. I didn't even notice.
And so I was like, huh. Because you memorize all the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Tim. Tim does, knows everything about what's happening up here, inside, outside. And I was like, what's up with the new car? And he was like, Hillary. And I was like, dang.
Wow.
Good for you. And you get your own spot every morning because you're one of the first people here.
Yeah.
Which, let me commend Hillary. She has been basically running the show. Like,
just killing it.
Just, and, you know, she had to kind of be baptized by fire, which I would say is that she had to learn everything super quick because mm-hmm. we had nobody else to really learn a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. Her and Raymundo and Mike D have all been, you know, doing
burning
a lot of that.
Burning the midnight oil.
But you have been, you know,
says that.
Taking a lot of the extra. Like, you've really been doing great.
Thank you.
We had a little drama, and I'm not going to say who it is. Don't say who it is. I know you won't.
Okay.
But we were booking a guest, and we had some drama with a guest. And Hillary hits me up, very nonchalant. She's like, we got a little issue here. Do you want me to, you want to talk to me about it, or would you like me to, you know, talk to Rod, who, you know, which we can hardly ever get a hold of him, but he's he's the head of iHeart Country and our boss. And I was like, what's up? I guess you just don't want to bother me, right?
I never want to bother you.
Okay. And I was like, oh, I just called her back, and she was like, well, this person got really pissed whenever we call, and I was like, she handled it exactly right. Like, I didn't even tell her. She just textbook handled the situation. It diffused it as much as she could, and was like, all right, thank you very much. And then I was like, you did exactly the right thing. If they're mad, let them be mad, because I don't give balls about it. And, but I'm telling you, she crushed. It was great. I was
we have really good sayings.
I was so proud of her.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say right here.
Just said he wouldn't say.
Nuh-uh. Do you know Mike D? Do you know the situation?
Do I know and I'm just not thinking
nope.
of it?
You don't know.
I want to know.
It's someone who, I think we can do this, wanted to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
I didn't tell anyone. Like, Bob, yeah,
they
good.
Wanted to come
good.
On
yeah.
and then what went wrong?
We're not letting them.
Oh, I thought you said we wanted them on.
No, no, no.
Got it.
It's someone that wanted to come on the show and we're not having them on. I don't, it's not the time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a good time.
Nobody knows. There's no way you guys would know.
Lunchbox is just acting like
you can write it down and hold it. Oh, we have cameras.
Now
we
got cameras now.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But Hillary, you did great. You're doing great.
Thank
hope you.
You
feel like you've learned so much.
I have.
From the countdown to, I mean, she's booking guests.
She knows she's doing great. She rewarded herself.
That's true. She did reward herself. Boy, did she. Wait till you see that car, guys.
I cannot wait.
It's, listen.
So we all got to go pose next to it.
I would say she's third in the car rankings.
Okay. Rank them.
Of our me, then Amy, then Hillary.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Wow.
All right. I got a nice Jeep.
I know. But then it's like.
I might be dead last.
Oh, for sure.
Well, you might be.
By choice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean.
You could get.
Because if we threw your wife's car in there, it'd be up there.
Oh, yeah. You got two cars. That's correct. Yeah. But Eddie.
His wife. Yeah.
Eddie and Morgan's Jeeps are both nice. I don't know. I like Morgan's probably a little better than Eddie's.
Mine's a little lifted, you know, so a little bigger tires, more manly.
I hear you.
True.
Probably Morgan still, though, over Eddie.
Okay.
Dang.
Right. Okay.
I don't even know what Mike drives.
A black SUV?
No.
A black car, y'all. Y'all don't know what Mike drives.
Oh, it's a black car. That's right.
I park downstairs, so I don't know any. I don't see cars.
Oh.
I like Mike's
I think
car.
Yours is nicer than Mike D's car.
Yes.
Do you, Mike? About the same?
All right, yeah.
Everybody's got pretty normal. I don't have a normal
05
car,
Altima.
But, Raymundo is driving what now?
Trailblazer.
Same one?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, that thing's rocking and rolling, but the whole front of it is all sun damaged, and then the whole sides when I got in that accident in
yeah,
the
dead
parking
last.
Garage.
Raymundo's
dead last.
Ooh,
he
yeah.
chooses to be, though.
Yeah! Because he's got money, he just gambles it.
Well, he had money, but he gambled it.
Oh, yeah.
I choose to have a crappy car?
Yeah.
No, I'm saving up, y'all. I got big, big plans.
All right.
But my point is, you have options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drive my girl's car more than mine. That Trailblazer ain't even really mine. I just roll to work with it. It's like a ranch truck.
Shut
ranch
up.
Truck.
A ranch
You're
truck.
You're like on Yellowstone now.
Shut up.
They have nice trucks.
To conclude, Hillary, proud of you. You've been killing it. Congratulations and great work. And then I think that's kind of it. We'll end
Man,
there.
Go to our Twitter page. We'll put that car up.
No, we won't.
Well, oh.
No, we won't. All right, thank you. We'll put your house up. We put her car up.
Yeah,
whoa,
let's do that.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, Lunchbox, your house. Oh, pfft.
Lunchbox, anything about my house. What about my house? I love my house. It's a great house.
I know, but it's a, like, I don't know. You're getting on a Hillary for buying that. You didn't have to buy a house in the neighborhood you bought. It's like a super cute house.
I am 15 years older than Hillary.
Oh.
Yeah, but age is just a number.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, Raymundo, we're out of here. Mm-hmm. Post show over. Bye, mother goose.
Peace.
All right, bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We do have a draft coming up. We'll draft our favorite food combos. That's the only rule. You can do whatever you want with that. Favorite food combos. That will be our fantasy draft later on. Now, let me start with this, because sometimes I like to call Amy out whenever I don't think she's fair. Most times you're fair. You are my favorite person.
Okay.
I think you're a real joy to be around, a real joy to be with every day. Sometimes I even look forward to seeing you, even though I see you every single day.
Okay.
All that being said, I do at times voice when I think you're being unfair to your husband.
What did I do?
Well, I know you guys like to watch that show Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And I heard you kind of making fun of him a little bit because he's dressing like one of the guys from Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, Casey.
Okay, so I don't know who that is.
Okay, Casey is the guy, main guy's son. So Kevin Costner has kids, and Casey is like his really cool son who was in special forces in the military, and now he's out and he's back on the ranch working, and he's, yeah, he, my husband, I guess, really likes him, which these characters, it's sort of, they do bad things, but yeah, you're rooting for them. It's weird because they're not
the wrestlers sometimes, like the bad guys. You're like, yeah, like Stone Cold was a bad guy sometimes.
Okay. Well, I mean, they do some bad stuff, but yet, oh. You're on their side because you want them, you got to save the ranch, you know? We have to save Yellowstone, y'all.
Well, so, Dexter was a killer. We rooted for him. True. And Dexter.
And yeah. Even, I was thinking in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, meth. Sure enough.
Yeah, and we root for him a little bit. So, yeah, back to Casey. He wears his hat a certain way, like this certain type of ball cap that I've never seen my husband wear that has, it's sort of Western looking and it has this piping. And he had a hat, and then he was wearing it backwards as well. And I thought, when did you start wearing those hats and like that? And he said, oh, it's like Casey wears. And I said, Casey who? He said, from Yellowstone. And then it was just kind of funny. But it is cute, though. Not going to lie.
But you see girls wear stuff all the time, and then you wear it.
True. So, yeah, I can't hate. Thanks for pointing it out.
Okay, I just think sometimes he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt on the show. And I'm an Amy's husband sympathizer.
Yeah. Well, next time you see him, like if y'all go play racquetball, I don't know, he might be wearing chaps. Spurs. He might.
Can I borrow some of those clothes when I take pictures with Ronnie Dunn?
Maybe. Yeah. My husband might ride up on his horse.
I'll see you're hating again. You're hating again.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Got in yesterday afternoon from New York. Went up and did some stuff with Purina in their service dog campaign. I come back home and I see my dog and grab that dog and I pick it up. He likes to be picked up and just hang his head over my arm. It's a he's a weirdo. So he's hanging and I got a picture of it on my Instagram and I post it because it's just funny what he does. And instead of really being about the dog, everybody's zooming in and commenting on everything in the background of my picture. For example, I don't even know what a backsplash is.
Oh, that's what is in between the countertop and your cabinets on that wall.
Yeah, they're like, hey, great backsplash. I'm like, I'm front to the camera. Got it.
Right.
Another one is, this can't be your house because I keep a little thing on my counter, like it's like a little mini shelf that I can just put all my little jars of stuff so they're not everywhere. And so they're like, that can't be Bobby. He's got too many supplements. Not just supplements. There's my allergy spray, 4 of them. That's what you're seeing up there.
Oh, yeah.
You see 2 supplements. You see... You really, my house is kind of messy and people were commenting on that on my Instagram. I just got home. I just thrown stuff everywhere and unpacked. But maybe I should just get up against a wall and take a picture without everything in the background. But my Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones if you want to see it. And then they were commenting on the donut picture that I have. I have a big framed donut picture that I love. And they're like, that's not Bobby's house. He wouldn't put that stupid picture up. It is my house. It's the last picture I've posted on my Instagram. Another one is, who takes all these pictures? Everybody always wants to know who takes pictures of me.
That's a fair question.
And I wrote on there, we had installed a new video part to my podcast that I do. And the guy who's doing the video work and takes pictures, he was there and he took the picture of me. Oh, and I wrote that on there. Mike D takes a lot of them.
I was wondering with you and Mike D, like, who takes those pictures?
I have an assistant. She takes some of them sometimes. So it's a grab bag. But are you looking at that picture? Everybody just zoom.
Now I'm zooming in something I haven't
done. They're finger pinching every part of my picture.
But now I'm like, is that a bottle of wine?
Where? Oh, yeah, there are a couple of bottles up there.
I have so much alcohol in my house. They're giving me as gifts, and I don't drink. Yeah. But they just sit there. But yeah, probably bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. What else you see on there? There's some, like, Reynolds wrap. There's a Keurig.
Is that an album, like a vinyl?
Which that is actually the country music documentary I've been watching. It comes in an old record, and you take the DVDs off of it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. There's some dog treats, but yes.
I feel like we've addressed everything now that I can tell.
Thank you. I should put it up and do one of those, what's different, and slightly change little things.
I spy parchment paper.
What?
You baking buns?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's what happened. No. I didn't know what that was.
Oh, you're like, oh, yeah.
Here's what happened.
Oh, that stuff.
I'm thinking about going keto for...
You cannot go.
You're
going to
disappear, dude.
Stop with this right now. Your body cannot go keto.
Just for a few weeks. Maybe a month. I got to go back to American Idol at the end of the month.
Oh, my God.
But you look fine.
I don't.
No.
But I see Raymundo come in.
Oh,
Raymundo,
my God.
You look great, man.
Yeah!
He comes in, he's like trim and slim.
But he was bigger.
Dang.
You're not bigger is what I'm saying. You're going to disappear.
I feel kind of like puffy.
TV gets serious, I feel like you get too carried away and you get so tiny.
I have to go back to American Idol. And the TV, it makes you look bigger than you are. And so I need to be...
Does it really add 10 pounds?
I don't know about 10 pounds, but it does make you look...
But what's so bad about you looking how you're supposed to look with camera weight? Like, this is what's wrong with America.
Yeah, what's wrong with being
healthy? This isn't what's wrong with America.
Okay, well...
And I do eat healthy.
You do.
But I just want to...
Which is
right. Ray, what's keto about? Carbs and sugar, right?
No carbs.
That's what I'm saying.
Sugar.
Yeah. That's what it's about. Yeah. Like, and I'll cut those.
So you're not going to have... You're not even going to have a blueberry? Can't have that.
You can't have a blueberry?
No.
Why are you hating right now?
Because I'm your friend, and I'm trying to tell you that you look fine, and the fact that you're giving into some sort of pressure that you have to look a certain way on TV when you look totally fine.
I don't want to look fine. I want to look amazing.
You look
amazing.
Oh,
golly,
wow, thank you.
Like, I don't even, but why but being no, skinnier? Does
it's
that
not
make
about
you look
looking. It's about
more...
feeling. It's about feeling better, and I just...
Fame is
why
mad.
Did you feel Yes, I'm mad because we just have this culture
my
of
belly,
like...
No, I don't feel good.
With your belly.
My belly like pokes out a little bit. And it doesn't fit. Why is everybody putting their head
because,
in their hand?
Because like your belly, you don't, I don't even know what you're talking about right now. And then it's just like, I feel for you because I want to encourage you that you're in good shape. You take care of yourself. You should own what you have and go on TV. It's not like...
Well, I appreciate the love.
Because it's that pressure. The pressure is a domino effect onto other people. Like, constantly, like, oh, well, I want to be on TV. I can't eat a blueberry.
You know who's in good shape? Ryan Seacrest.
He probably does not eat.
Well, that's what I'm about to do. I'm like,
Amy, you didn't help yourself there. You should have said he probably eats all the time.
I gotta go stand next to Ryan, and he's in great shape.
No, but even Ryan, he's so tiny.
He's shorter. Like, he's smaller than I am.
I don't know. Let's ask him. I don't know what Ryan has to eat wise. I don't really know Ryan. So maybe he's genetically.
Can we get Ryan on?
Yeah, maybe.
I know Ryan, and we talk offline, but I would never ask him to be on the show.
Well, I'll ask him.
We should go through the channels and see if he wants to be a guest on. But he's got Kelly and Ryan. And he's got the morning show too. But
5 minutes. We just need 5 minutes while he's in the makeup chair.
I just wonder what he's eating.
Me too. Now I'm very curious. Like,
well, it doesn't matter. But Bones, what about like Steve Harvey?
Right.
No disrespect. But
Steve Harvey's probably 60 plus. And also, I got to get a girlfriend, guys.
Yo, no, Dr. Phil. True.
Stop it.
All right, now you're going really old people.
Stop it.
Amy, go someone like.
Give me somebody.
Amy's like Betty White.
The Rock.
My point is, I'm gonna see what it does to me.
Oh,
I've tried a lot of things. I've been vegetarian for a while.
It's gonna make you disappear.
I'm gonna do keto. Raymundo, you've inspired me.
No,
well, it's not just me. Kim Kardashian, LeBron.
I don't know anything about Kim. LeBron's keto.
Yeah, it's either keto or dirty keto.
Ooh, I can do dirty keto.
Oh, do dirty keto.
Even more fats. It's
you
all
just curse a lot while eating the same food.
Oh, dirty keto is like you just do like bacon and. right?
Yeah, and you can do some more. You can do these cookie balls that don't have any carbs, and they pretty much taste like cookie dough.
Is that what you were baking up on your parchment paper?
No, my point was, yes. I made these, they're turkey, like with wing sauce, like a little bit of wing sauce.
Oh, nice.
So they're like turkey patties.
Ground turkey?
Easy to make, and then I put a little wing sauce on it, and the flavor's enough for me. And then for my side, I've been making cauliflower that looks like mashed potatoes, like mashed cauliflower, and that's what I've been eating.
Dang, my mouth just watered.
It's good. Well, it's pretty good considering.
Yeah, that sounds lean and healthy, and I want that for you. And I know that makes you feel good, but to go completely keto when you don't need to.
Well, I don't have a lot of confidence in my body anyway. You know that.
Okay, I know.
But I just something. I mean, Corey, let's talk about something else. I like food.
What do you weigh right now?
Oh, boy.
I know, because you weigh yourself every day.
Oh, I know. Sometimes three times a day.
I know
what I should weigh at each part of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
I know when I wake up that I should be around 157. I know that after dinner, I'm probably going to be around 159 to 160.
So you're 157 right now?
In the morning.
So what's...
I'm so insecure about my body. I'm so insecure about my body.
If you go keto, what are you wanting to trim off of 157? No,
it's not even about a number. I just want to feel better. It's not about a number.
Okay.
I do look at numbers a lot, though.
You're changing your tune. If it's about how you feel, then it should...
I've said that the whole time. You've just yelled at me over me talking.
No. It was about you looking a certain way next to Ryan Seacrest on TV.
And when I look good, I feel good. And when I feel good, I perform well. When I perform...
Make money.
Yeah, when I play well, they pay well. Right?
Yeah.
And then when I get paid well...
And then when I get paid well, I don't do anything with it and just put it in the bank and save it up and do
stay
nothing.
Stay in my room all day.
Do nothing.
Okay. Sorry. I just... Okay, go keto. Fine.
Thank you.
If you want to feel good.
Let's do a food world. Speaking of food with Morgan number two. Here we go. Thank you.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So the first restaurant with a conveyor belt of cheese has opened. So you know those conveyor belt like sushi bars?
Oh, I've seen those where the sushi comes around, you just grab it off the conveyor belt. Yeah.
Yes, but this one is all cheese and you can choose from 25 different cheese types.
That sounds fun.
Do you have to be quick?
Can I eat that on keto?
Yeah, it's all about cheese.
Oh.
There's a diet that's all about cheese?
But Bobby, you don't do...
This is amazing.
Dairy is not going to make you feel that great.
I'll tell me what makes me feel great.
You've told me before, I stay away from dairy. It don't make me feel that great.
I do. You know what I did yesterday? I went to this diner. We were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need something to eat. It was lunchtime. We were about to fly out. And I went to this diner and was looking and I was like, well, not a lot of options for me. Because I'm trying to eat pretty healthy. And so I got a melon with cottage cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I got a melon with cottage cheese. But it was basically like a New York Waffle House. That cottage cheese did not sit right.
Mm.
I don't know if it was the diner.
It was probably not grass-fed.
Or the cottage cheese. Oh, it's not good. But I do like cheese. And that sounds fun. You just go in and sit and eat cheese the whole time. Do they have meat that comes with it or just cheeses?
As far as I've seen on Instagram, it's just a bunch of cheeses.
Raymond, what are you going to say?
Nothing.
You yelled something.
You're still stuck on keto.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at pictures of it now. They're in little trays with glass over the top of them, and they kind of swing around. And you just take the tray and eat the cheese. That's pretty cool. I would love that. Keto Bobby would love that. I haven't even started yet. They say a keto flu will hit you in week two. Raymond, what's up with the keto flu? Listeners are texting me about this.
For me and my girlfriend, non-existent. Never happened to us.
You didn't get the flu?
Good to go. If you're healthy, you're an adult, you're living, sleeping, you're good.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you already eat sort of-ish that way, but...
Yeah, rarely a carb.
Yeah.
But I do love sugar.
Oh, no. What's keto up? Flu is serious. Includes nausea, vomiting, headaches, and fatigue in the second week of keto, and it usually lasts a few days to a few weeks.
Do you think that's for people that maybe are eliminating? It's like a hardcore.
For people who don't wash their hands.
Their bodies probably.
I've been keto and I've been, oh, stop it. All right, Raymundo, is that it? We good? Everybody good?
Yeah.
I feel very judged. Thought this was a safe space, but I guess, as always, it is not.
No, you should know that we come out of a place of love and we care about you and we're worried about you going keto for no reason.
I had told you my reason. I want to feel good in my clothes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
The payroll service provider called MyPayrollHR closed, which affected 4,000 companies and employees. Many of the employees still haven't been paid from their last paycheck. The FBI is now handling the situation. In sports, Antonio Brown is being accused of sexual abuse by his former trainer. The woman plans to meet with the NFL next week. And finally, to help out those affected by Hurricane Dorian, you can still help. Just go to redcross.org. Again, that's redcross.org. Bobby Bones
Show. It's time to play another round of Should Lunchbox Sue? Ooh. Now, well, he's the one who suggested the segment. My answer is going to be no, he shouldn't sue because he never should sue.
Don't but, taint the jury.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. And now, all rise. It's now time for a segment called Should Lunchbox Sue? Go ahead, Lunchbox.
So yesterday, I go to the grocery store, and I'm going through the produce section, and I'm like, you know what I love to snack on? I like to snap on grapes. So I grab a bag of grapes. I'm going to put them in my cart, and I turn them. Like, I just kind of do a little circle with them, and there is a black widow spider on my grapes. Like, it almost killed me. Luckily, I was quick. Boom, hit it down, stomped on it, killed it before it could bite me. But the grocery store should check before they put the grapes on the shelf and make sure there's no black widow spiders, because I could have gone down right there in the produce section and it would have been ugly. Oh, and wow. So now I want to know, should I sue? Because it could have killed me.
Okay, you don't sue for could have, first of all.
Emotional distress.
No. Secondly, are you sure it was a black widow?
Man... Eddie, tell me, is that a black widow or is that a black widow?
Usually in the black widow, the hourglass, the red hourglass is the telltale. I don't see the red hourglass.
Oh, that looks like a black widow to me.
I think it's just a dark spider. I'm looking at it here. And so you were so scared that you laid the grapes back down, took out your phone, took a picture of it.
Posted it.
Yeah.
Did you kill the spider? Did you let anyone else know it was there?
No, I killed it because I didn't want danger to anyone else. I was like, I didn't want to have to put up those signs, you know, back away. There's danger in the area. You know how they rope off certain sections when it's wet? I didn't want to have that. So I took it in matters into my own hands. I didn't see any employees around and I killed the spider.
Did you tell them that there was a black widow at all?
No, but I took photo evidence. That's what I'm saying. And I got the receipt. My receipt has grapes on it, so they know that I'm not lying. Mm.
Okay. Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he has a case here, so I would like to, just for entertainment purposes, see him, like, try to sue somebody over this.
Well, he always tries to say he's going to sue everybody. He never sues anyone, right. Nor should he sue anyone.
Would you represent yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to pay your lawyer fees because they take half the money.
That I would love to see.
Exactly.
Him representing himself for any reason whatsoever.
Guys, the last time I went to court, what happened? I won the case. I beat the state of Tennessee.
That's true.
If you want to remind our listeners.
I got a parking ticket. The parking, I would say the signs were not very well done. And I got a ticket for parking there in bad hours. And I went to court and said, listen, this is misrepresentation and I should be, you know, what do you call it? Adjudicated?
Oh, boy.
I don't think that's
I don't know the word.
I should have it. It should be thrown out. And I used big words, and I pounded my fist on the board, and the judge said, you know what? You're right. No ticket. Case dismissed.
Courtroom erupt when you won?
Oh, they went crazy. And the parking attendant, he showed up to court because he was going to fight it. He thought he was going to be cool. He brings this picture evidence, and he had to hang his head down, and he had to walk out of that courtroom, and all the other parking attendants were like, dang, dude, you let us down. Yeah, don't mess with me. I win when I go to court.
You won one for the little guy.
That's right.
He got adjudicated.
Because that parking attendant said, I go there every morning and hand out tickets. So he knows that spot is badly marked, and he goes there for a reason. And now, guess who got something changed? I did.
You did get something changed. I do not think you should sue for the spider. Amy, should he sue?
No.
Eddie?
There's no case there. He can't
There's
sue.
Nothing. Okay. Lunchbox, I'm sorry. Case has been dismissed by me, the pre-trial judge.
I mean, that spider's huge, though. That's dangerous.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, what do you have over there?
Well, this girl posted a picture of her promise ring. Her boyfriend of 4 years gave her a little promise ring. And people online are telling her, oh, my God, what is that thing? It's so small. And what's he promising you? Like a thing from a Happy Meal at McDonald's because it's so small. And everybody's being so mean to her. And so now she's like, should I not accept the promise ring?
Well, first of all, how old is she? Because I feel like a promise ring after about 20, boy, even before that, that's tough. Like, you almost need to be in high school to get a promise ring.
I believe she's in her 20s.
Oof. What's this guy doing, trying to buy time?
I mean, they've been together 4 years, and he gave her a promise ring, and it's really, really small, and everybody is just, like, saying, after 4 years, and that's what he gives you as a quote-unquote promise. Get out.
Mm. Yeah, just a promise ring itself. I don't care how big the diamond is or
how much gold it is.
Right. I mean,
if you're in your 20s, you're getting a promise ring. Imagine if you're in your 20s and he opens up a box and it's a ring. What are you thinking?
And I've been with him for 4 years.
Yeah.
And he tells me it's a promise ring. I'm going to be pretty disappointed. I mean, I don't know that I'm breaking up with him, but I'm probably going to be like, are you serious?
Why would a guy even give a promise ring?
Right. Why? I don't know.
No, that's a question. I don't know. If you're in your 20s.
Maybe he's not ready to, maybe this was the best he could do at the moment. Like he could, but.
He's like putting her on layaway?
But if he can do that, then you should just propose. Yes. Promise rings are for kids.
Yeah. Are you promising her that one day you might propose?
That's what a lot of the comments are saying. What is he promising you? Like, what is the promise? Like, is he promise you, hey, I'm not going to commit to you because it's been 4 years and we're still not committed.
Yeah. Okay, my final judgment on this is I don't have a problem with the size of the ring ever because sometimes people just can't afford things.
Exactly.
But I do have a problem with someone in their 20s giving somebody a promise ring. Amy?
Totally agree. I try to see all sides and I'm really trying to understand this one here, but I would have to hear from him why he would do this.
Well, he's on the phone now. Raymundo?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not Raymundo.
Like Ray, what if Ray does this today?
He won't. We're still waiting on Raymundo to propose. Raymundo, do you think, you said the summer of love.
Yeah, I had some stuff come up, honestly. Really did. There were trips that I didn't know were going to happen. I ended up going home doing a family reunion. That weekend's tied up. Stuff happens. It's life.
So you haven't proposed yet, but you're going to before the year's over?
Oh, easily. Yeah, a lot more will happen before the end of the year than a proposal.
Okay. But you, would you give her a promise ring to hold her over?
No, she'd kill me.
Okay, yes, I thought so. Lunchbox, what are your thoughts?
Man, I think it's well played by this guy. If he's not ready to commit to marriage, this kind of keeps her happy. Like, oh my gosh, because she was excited. In the post, she said, look, ladies, know your worth and never settle for less. I got my man. So, I mean, she seems to be happy with it, but people are ripping her. Hey, the guy, well played. It doesn't mean we're getting married. It means, look, you're happy for now, and I can still, you know, see if you're the one. Bobby
Bones. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brantley Gilbert and his wife Amber just had their baby girl, but Brantley isn't taking any leave from his Not Like Us tour. He said there's just not a whole lot for him to do right now, and his wife told him that he drives her nuts when he just paces holes in the floor anyway. Trisha Yearwood is less than a month away from her Every Girl tour, and she says she's a mix of excited and exhausted.
I am really excited to have these songs in my back pocket, and I'm looking forward to getting to do some of them live. The rehearsal itself was exhausting because you do kind of go through the gamut of emotions on this record, and I go through them when I'm singing it, you know, because I lose myself in those songs.
There's a Garth Brooks documentary coming to A&E in November. It's called Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On, and in the trailer, you can see behind-the-scenes footage plus photos of Garth's family life and early times in his career. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this teacher in Ohio, Brenda Simpson, and she runs this Head Start program, which is a federal program, provides early childhood education to low-income children, and she just won $5 million in the lottery.
Wow.
Whoa.
And she's staying at her job.
For a minute.
No,
for a second.
Okay, so it was a $20 scratch-off ticket. And when she won the $5 million, her coworkers were like, so are you coming in tomorrow? And she said that, yeah, she still plans to teach. She doesn't want to leave her job, but she told her husband that he could retire.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is super cool. Good for them. Good for her. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Missouri. A man was running from police. He was near a river, and he's like, how can I get away? I'll just jump on a raft and go across the river. Only problem is he jumped on the raft, started going in the river. River started sucking him towards the dam, and then he had to, hey, help, help. And they saved him before he went through the dam.
That's funny. I always like it when criminals have to call the police for help in the middle of their criminal act.
Oh, I know.
That's one of my favorite things about Boneheads. I wish you could do more of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep an eagle eye out for those stories because those bring me delight.
All right, I'll work on it.
I bet I know what he said when he hit the wall or the dam.
You already
oh my gosh.
Wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Amy.
That's just, it's a joke.
Hey, Amy. What? Amy, what did he say when he hit the wall?
Damn.
Oh, boy.
All that coming.
Okay. All right, there you go, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for a round of easy trivia, where these are questions that are so easy that kids could get them right. And let's meet our three players this morning. Amy to my left. There she
is. Hello,
easy trivia.
Yeah.
Lunchbox straight ahead.
Yeah.
And then Eddie over to my right. Hello. All right, everybody good. Everybody good. Amy, why are you laughing?
Nobody clapped for Lunchbox, and he got upset.
Well,
I didn't think anybody clapped for...
We all clap for you, though.
Yeah, we all clap for you. But we just skipped over me. It's all right.
Because that was the first one.
I skipped over Eddie, too, though. I kind of rolled through everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Let's get going here with easy trivia. Amy, you're up first.
Ready.
Often used in email and text, BTW stands for what?
By the way.
There it is. Correct. Nice job. Nice job. There we go. Get some clap in there. Good. Lunchbox. In easy trivia, which movie has the song... Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
What?
Oh, man, it's easy.
Which movie... Oh, boy, this is easy. Which movie has the song Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I have no idea. A big movie that has that. I'll say Clueless. I have no idea.
Oh,
wow.
I'm sorry. It's incorrect.
Interesting.
Eddie, would you know that?
Yeah, that's Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's right.
Jim Jiminy.
Yeah. Okay. Lunchbox has been eliminated. Eddie.
Wow. Okay. All right. Come on.
Easy trivia. Well, we had someone go down quick.
Yeah.
Let's throw Morgan number two in the mix since
very
Lunchbox
random
went
question
down so
that
quick.
Has nothing to do with life.
Eddie.
Yeah. Come on, Bob.
When you mix red and blue paint together, what color does it make?
Red and blue. That would be purple.
Correct.
Woo! Yeah.
Morgan number two, you're now in the game.
All right.
What candy bar got its name from a French novel that had the quote, "All for one, one for all"?
Oh, gosh. That's not easy.
All for one.
Easy trivia. What candy bar got its name from a French novel where the quote, "All for one and one for all," came from?
Ooh.
What candy bar?
Kit Kat. I mean, that's She's good because you share.
Lunchbox, would you have known that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, whoever knows it, say on the count of three. One, two, three.
No, dude.
Oh, wow.
I don't know it.
Do you know it?
Yeah, Three Musketeers.
Oh, of course.
I don't know about of course, but.
So easy.
All right, we've had two eliminations in the first round.
Oh, man.
Amy. How many vowels are in the alphabet and name them?
A, E, I, O, U, 5.
Oh.
Correct.
Ah! Is there another one?
And there is sometimes Y?
Sometimes Y. Okay. I would have accepted 6, okay. But the answer is 5.
Woo.
Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle. What ran away with the spoon?
Oh, gosh.
In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle.
Cat and the fiddle.
What ran away with the spoon?
The cow. Hey Diddle Diddle and the fiddle. I'm going to say the cow and the moon ran away with the spoon.
Wait, what's your answer?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fiddle. All right, I'll do cat.
Wait, Hey Diddle Diddle.
Yeah.
The cat.
And the fiddle.
And the fiddle.
Ran away.
And the blank ran away with the spoon.
Okay. All right. All right. After doing all that, I'll go with cow.
Okay. And the cow ran away with the spoon.
Come on.
It goes, Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon.
Oh, no.
The little dog laughed to see such sport. And the dish ran away with the spoon.
Oh, my God.
You are incorrect.
Ugh.
Amy, you have won the competition. As a bonus, here's your bonus question.
Okay.
The Eiffel Tower is in which country?
Paris, France. France.
France. There you go. There she goes. There she goes. Give her a music right, there. There she goes.
Check. Bobby Bones.
Would you put a chip in your finger, Amy?
No. Not at this time in my life.
Amazon is testing new technology that would scan your hand for payment at the grocery store instead of scanning your credit card.
Yeah, no, I'm too scared that someone's going to chop off my hand to scam my credit card places, you know?
Well, I understand the concern, but what about your wedding ring? If they were going to do that, they'd probably do that for your wedding ring more than they would.
My wedding ring doesn't give them my credit card info and all, like, a bunch of info about me or something. I just feel like a lot of stuff might be, a lot of information is going to be in that chip in my hand. My wedding ring, not a lot of information.
Yeah, but imagine if you get your hand cut off, you could cancel that thing quick, you'd know.
True.
Like with your credit card, sometimes you don't know it's stolen for a day or so.
If your hand's gone.
Your hand's gone. You're like, yeah. Cancel.
Yeah, you didn't lose it. It's gone.
The high-tech checkout will use a camera that will be able to access your hand's shape and size and then charge the credit card link to your Amazon account. Mm. It's called Orville. You won't even have to touch a scanner. Oh. It'll be able to identify your hand from far away. So for example, Amy, whenever you're at Whole Foods buying your, you know, virgin vegan broccoli stems.
My favorite.
All you got to do is like point at it. Boop. There you go.
Yeah, that's
$72
crazy.
For one virgin vegan stem.
So that's how you price, you check the price, you're saying? Or you know, like you scan it.
I bet you all. It's being tested on vending machines at Amazon's New York office right now. And so apparently some people are testing it up there.
Wow, they volunteered.
Mm-hmm. But there's not a lot of difference in having a phone on you all the time.
You still don't have to chop my hand off to steal my phone.
You have a fascination with getting your hand chopped off.
That's what I think of for some reason. Or my finger.
Yeah.
Like they just might. Because it starts with the Amazon thing. And the next thing you know, they want to put all your other info in your other finger. And then your next finger has your driver's license. And then next thing you know, your whole hand's full of all of your info.
And then it gets chopped off, and you, yes. And then in 10 years, you're telling us, I told you, play the tape back. Play the tape back.
Yes.
All right.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Felicity Huffman is going to be sentenced in the college admission scandal tomorrow. Did I say she's getting sentenced today?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. It's tomorrow.
Oh,
I know. No. So we have to wait. But here's the deal. Like, she should totally go to jail. They want to see her spend a month in jail. But her defense team, they are scurrying and working to try to convince the judge to let her off. They're pointing that, or what they're going to try to say, is that no, there was no victim. Nobody got hurt. Like, yes, she did something and it was a crime, but nobody was hurt. And listen, she also says, and my kid never even ended up going to college.
Yeah, but here's the point of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is why she should go to jail for a little bit. Is that this is rich people taking advantage of the system. You know, you're super rich. You get to go to all the nicest schools. Like, there are a lot of people that weren't allowed to get into this school because they cheated the system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of the broke folk, like me when I was a kid, I didn't get to go anywhere unless I made the super grades and then got accepted. I don't know. It's just a weird thing where people with money, especially Lori Loughlin, send her to Sing Sing.
Well, they're saying she
is that
did.
A place still?
Yeah, New York.
That she didn't even do as bad as some of the other parents involved that paid like tons to get their kids in. Felicity's saying she just paid $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT score altered.
She has to go to jail for a little bit because it needs to look like they really put the long arm of the law down on her.
Yeah, I wish someone would have paid to fabricate my SAT score. I took that thing 3 times.
Well, I took the ACT many times.
Well, I know, but I went down the second time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh. Third time was a charm. Went up all the way. But first time was just okay. Then I take it again.
What year did you take it?
Whatever year you take it, junior, senior year.
Oh, I took it in seventh grade.
Probably. Okay.
The first time.
Okay.
Well, no.
Anybody else in here take the SAT in seventh grade?
No, I took it my senior
year of high school.
Yeah.
I took it in seventh grade and ninth grade, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. I was into it.
In seventh grade, did you take it for fun?
Yeah, but I got high enough to get a scholarship in seventh grade.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know. It was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you.
Kids listening right now, Bobby's who you need to look up to.
I didn't have a lot going on for me as a seventh grader. I was a small kid with a humongous head, like physically a humongous head.
Yeah.
It was like a little walking around bobblehead doll. That was the poor kid, and I got a score, and I was like, look at me, girls. They still didn't, but it's a cool story now. All right, what else?
So here's a little update on this. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected Ohio State University's request to trademark the, and along with that, they also rejected LeBron James's request to trademark Taco Tuesday.
Have they responded yet to my request for the word and or dog?
I'm going to say that that's a commonplace word, so right. Yes. rejected.
Okay.
The one chip challenge is back and hotter than ever. So do y'all remember this from a couple of years ago?
No.
It's like a chip that's made with a Carolina Reaper pepper. And it's like got a Guinness World Record, for the hottest pepper chip situation ever. And it's made by Pocky. Anybody know that brand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought we ate one of these.
Is there Pocky chips?
Yes, Pockies are delicious.
My kids love Pocky.
But that's not what you said. You have Pocky?
Pocky. And yeah.
How did that get cleared by that office of trademark? That's too close. I'm going to get me a Snickers bar.
They're coming out tomorrow, Friday the 13th. So they're calling it, you know, a deadly chip if you dare want to eat it. And you can go to Pocky.com/one chip challenge. Apparently, all you can eat is one chip, which if I was a chip creator and I was trying to sell chips, why would I want someone to just be able to eat one?
They probably didn't produce 10 million bags.
No.
Probably just a thing to get them to look at their other line.
Apparently, people are super pumped about this, and if you want to get your hands on a bag, that's what you got to do. Pocky.com/one chip challenge starting at 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow.
Okay. I'm not into it. We'll not even think about this once the segment ends ever again.
Oh, I thought we could get one, and then Raymundo or Lunchbox eat. No.
Well, you can get it on eBay right now for $4.99. $499.
Oh, not $4.99. Yeah. Amy, Ray just hit the second bed, which means we went way too long in the segment.
Okay, gotta
go. I heard the music go.
Amy's pile done.
All right, there you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Listen to this story. A psychic from Florida managed to get $1.6 million out of a woman over the course of 7 years while she convinced the woman there was a curse on her. But eventually, okay, it was a scam. And then she was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for wire fraud. Now, follow me on this. If she would have just stuck to it wasn't a scam, how could they have proved it wasn't not a scam?
Right, because she's the psychic that
knows.
Yeah,
they're like, you just don't understand.
That the person has the curse. I mean, if psychics can be in business, they should be able to be in business.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't think this woman was real
neither,
and she should be in trouble. But all I'm saying is that you're right.
Right.
If you're going to allow a psychic to be in business by being a psychic, which by the way, I don't believe, but if you're going to allow them to do that, which says, okay, you can have this business and make money doing what you think and claims a psychic ability, then how are you going to get on it when they do a psychic ability?
Right.
There's more to it, obviously. She managed to convince the woman that her and her family had a curse and only she could remove it. How do we know she wasn't lying, though? Well, because she ended up saying so. But I'd have hung with that story. I'd have been like, I promise, guys. I'd have, like, crossed my heart, hope to die. I said that in court. Crossed my heart, hope to die. It's the truth. So the woman spent $1.6 million. Finally.
That's a lot.
In 2014, Sherry hired someone else and was like, oh, yeah, this is not real. And they went to the cops and she's in court, sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for wire fraud, also has to pay back the woman. But if she was a real psychic, she would have known that was coming and to get out earlier.
Right.
You know, Amy's cousin is a psychic, huh?
Yes, I think that's what, yeah.
Well, all I know is she was on the show.
A medium. I don't know. She says that she's talked to my mom.
And
since my mom
died.
But
how do you know she hasn't?
Right. And maybe she has.
By the way, don't believe she has. I don't believe she has.
Also, I don't either, really. But she's my cousin. And she's very smart. And
does she make a good living being a psychic?
Yes.
Yeah.
She does. She does readings all over the world on the phone. She doesn't have to leave her house.
Dang.
She just does them on the phone. But then my aunt, also, she's convinced my aunt that it's all, not that she had to convince. I feel like my aunt just believes it. And they talk to me about how, yeah.
Like her mom?
Her mom, okay. Yeah.
Well, she said about me that I would not get a girlfriend until late this year. And that was in like March. And I was like, stop. I'm probably going to get a girlfriend in like a month. I'll probably get a girlfriend in like a week. She was like, no, you will not get a girlfriend until late in 2019. And you know what? Today is September 12th. No girlfriend. What else she say about me? Anyone remember any of the psychic stuff? Because I feel like,
I don't remember. I just remember some of it. You were like, well, if she could know, anybody could know this about me, what she's saying.
Well, one of my friends was like, hey, you got to go to the psychic. And I talked about it on the show. And I was like, okay, I'll go. Just to appease you. And I went, and it was like, to me, it was like the person just read my first book. And they were like, so, see, as a kid, there wasn't a lot of money laying around. I was like, chapter one, I was broke. So there wasn't a real parental influence. Chapter two, my dad left when I was six. My mom, you know, anybody could have read the book.
Right.
One of the questions was, am I going to get a girlfriend?
There's like, no, not till late in the year. Will I ever drink alcohol? Probably not. Will I get a dog? You'll say you'll know when the right dog shows up.
Oh, and you wow. did. That's what you said. The right dog came along.
I said, am I going to be super rich? And they were like, you already are. will I run for politics? You could see it happening. Will I write another book? Yes. Anyway, there's that.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A teen who expected to live her life in a wheelchair after being born with a rare disorder reveals how a Great Dane helped her walk and cycle and swim. I love dog stories. Bella Burton, 13 years old, from New Hampshire, was born with a rare and progressive muscle wasting condition that severely limits her mobility. She needed crutches by 10, and she was told that she would soon be confined to a wheelchair for the rest of her life. Then a Great Dane named George was brought into her life when she was 10 years old. She was matched with George while working at the Service Dog Project in Massachusetts. George is 130 pounds. Bella was only 40 pounds. So she was able to hold on to him as the dog walked, and she walked and became stronger and stronger. 3 years later, she's now gained enough strength to walk on her own, go up and down the stairs, ride a bike, and swim because this dog was able to like lead her the whole time.
Wow, that's amazing.
And walk
amazing.
With her. That is an amazing story. I love that story. And I love Great Danes.
Yeah.
They're just so big. I love that about them. Mm. They are massive animals. I love service dogs. I just did 2 days with Dog Chow, with Purina, about service dogs. And, you know, I was with a guy named David who had a service dog with him. And he was like, it's changed my life. You know, he was the Clinton's bodyguard while I was in the military. And I was talking about all the crazy stuff. And he goes, I had to get back into society. And I couldn't. And I was so hyper aware the whole time while working that I couldn't go into a crowd ever without my brain being like, oh, my goodness.
Right. You couldn't turn it off.
And he was like, I got this dog and it's changed my life. And I told you about some of the drama that we went through where people wouldn't let the dog in. And I was like, you guys are out of your mind. You got to let the dog in. This is like a prosthetic, you know, if I were to make an analogy. So, yeah, love dogs. Love dogs. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brantley Gilbert and his wife Amber just had their baby girl, but Brantley isn't taking any leave from his Not Like Us tour. He said there's just not a whole lot for him to do right now, and his wife told him that he drives her nuts when he just paces holes in the floor anyway.
Yeah, and a touring artist is a bit different. They usually head out for just a couple days. You know, so he'd go out a couple days, come back. He'd have to be gone 4, 5, 6, 7 days or so. But yeah, about that. That's a cute family. Brantley, his wife, those kids, makes me want to have Brantley in my life. You thought I was going to say a kid, didn't you?
Yeah. I did.
What else, Morgan, number two?
Trisha Yearwood is less than a month away from her Every Girl tour, and she says she's a mix of excited and exhausted.
I am really excited to have these songs in my back pocket, and I'm looking forward to getting to do some of them live. The rehearsal itself was exhausting because you do kind of go through the gamut of emotions on this record, and I go through them when I'm singing it, you know, because I lose myself in those songs.
Wish I was good enough at something to lose myself in it. I never lose myself on stuff. I'm always like, oh, gotta focus. I mean, imagine being so good of a singer you can lose yourself and just check out. That'd be awesome. So I don't even lose myself when I go to the bathroom. I'm not even that good at that. All right, what else?
And then there's a Garth Brooks documentary coming out to A&E in November. It's called Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On. And in the trailer, you can see like behind the scenes footage plus some photos of Garth really early on in his career.
All right, and Garth will be on soon. I guess we're looking for him to call right now. All right, cool. Is that it?
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Bobby Bones Show.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Garth Brooks.
All right, any second, Garth Brooks will be on the phone. What's happening with Garth is, and I saw this on his Twitter, is that he's doing a big show in Knoxville. And so he's doing Neyland Stadium. I think there's Garth on right now. Let me know when he's up and ready to go, Raymundo. So that's what we're going to talk about at first, but I got a lot to talk about with Garth. It's always interesting when he has to call the phone screener and be like, hey, it's Garth. Can I get through and talk about
it? Yeah. Bobby available?
Yeah. Is there any way I can... All right, cool. Hey, Garth, you there, bud?
Yes, sir.
There he is. Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
I got lots to talk about with you. Let's talk about this first. As I was on Twitter and I saw the big announcement about you coming to Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, and you haven't played in Neyland in like 16 years or so?
No, they haven't had a concert in Neyland City.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and you know why? Because it's a freaking city in its own town. I mean, nobody's going to fill that stadium up, so this is everyone's scared to play it. I'm scared to death, but this is going to be stupid fun.
Come on, you're not that scared, though.
I am. But yeah, you can. It'll be the biggest show of the entire 3-year stadium tour if people show up. This is going to be crazy epicness if these people fill these seats.
Okay, let me ask you this question: when tickets go on sale tomorrow, because they do go on sale at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, and it, by the way, Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. When they go on sale, will you be watching the tickets or getting calls in like the first hour, going, "This is how tickets are selling, Garth," or will you just be like, "Hey, you know, it'll be fine"?
No, I'll be drinking. That's where I'll be. It's one of those things you just don't want any part of. It's like the left brain, right brain thing. I get to show up and play music, but I want to stay the heck out of the business end of it. So you just all you can hope is that anybody wants a ticket, you hope it's a pleasurable experience in them getting one.
Garth has his own line at Ticketmaster, by the way. Is that true? Do you have your own line because you sell so many tickets?
They've been very sweet to me. They spoil me. They give me my own line. They got Garth in the title, so hopefully it's easy for people to
Tomorrow morning, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, the tickets go on sale for Garth as he plays Knoxville. It's the first concert in Neyland Stadium in 16 years. You can get on the Ticketmaster app. This is, you know, how many stadiums have you done? Is this the 10th
stadium? This is number 11 on the tour, so... But again, man, I can't tell you how much help we're going to need for this to be the stop on it. And, you know, half the band and crew, you know, they've waited pretty much their whole adult life to play this stadium because everybody lives here. So this is huge for all of us, and we're excited. This should be one of epicness right here.
All right, I'm going to come back to this at the end. We're going to do a donut. We're going to start with the Neyland Stadium, but then we're going to hit some more stuff real quick. Garth, you got a few minutes for me?
Okay, you betcha.
Okay, so I saw some clips of Dive Bar. One of my dearest friends, Robert Deaton, was with you and Blake, and you guys were shooting the video. And then what I would see and what I've heard is that all the band members had to get certified to scuba dive for the video.
It was unbelievable. They sunk them like rocks in the pool, and they were fabulous. They didn't blink an eye. They were in the water from about 7 o'clock in the evening till about 2 in the morning. They were waterlogged, water-soaked, and was having the time of their life.
But did they get so wrinkly? Because I can't get in the bathtub for 30 minutes without being a prune.
The bass player was wearing Tony Lamas all night. He couldn't get anywhere. He had to walk along the bottom of the pool to get anywhere. And it was so much fun to watch these guys. The guitar player, Gordon, was playing a shark guitar. And the shark guitar looked great on film. It was fun. And Blake Shelton might be the most underrated comedian on the planet. That guy just kept us in stitches the whole shoot.
Do they get extra, like, bonus pay for playing underwater for that? Because that's an element they don't normally have to do. Do you break them off a little something?
We're in a stadium tour, so you play in the rain, you play whatever. This might have been the driest they've been in a while.
All right.
They're used to it, man. Think about it. Because, you know, I burned them up in standing outside the fire. I mean, I actually toasted them. And then the Thunder Rolls just soaked them out in the parking lot in L.A. in the middle of the night. It was freezing cold water, and they didn't have wetsuits there. So it was I put these guys pretty much through the whole gamut.
I have a question about all the big shirts, all the big bold shirts that you used to wear in the 90s.
Yes.
Do you still have those, or are they in like the Country Music Hall of Fame, or are they in different places?
Yeah, they're spread out all over. The first No Fences shirts in the Hall of Fame, and then all those were Mo Betta, so a guy named Maury Tate, a roper, and he roped on the weekends and made cowboy shirts in there. So what's weird is to see them starting to come back. You can find them on eBay and stuff, but you're starting to see them come back, and they're actually coming back in the rap world, which is so opposite of me if you know me at all, but they're becoming cool again, so it was neat.
You know, I was thinking about you the other day because I go to a place here in town and they're like, "Hey, Bobby Bones, what's up?" And I was like, "What's up?" And then I didn't have my ID and I don't sign the back of my credit card. And they're like, "Can I see your ID?" And it was one of those where it's like, you listen to the show and I still got to show you my ID. So I wonder if that happens to you. Do you ever go anywhere and they're like, I know you are Garth, but I need to see that ID.
Yeah, man, they'll see your ID and they'll look at it and go, "Wow, that's got to be a strange name to have." And you're looking at him going, "What do you mean by this?" She goes, "I bet you get confused all the time with Garth, don't you?"
And you're just looking at her going, well, what do you say to that, right? And so you just, it's like people are sweet, and it's just nice that they know the name, right? So I'm sure when they look at yours, it's like, are you kidding me? Really? That's got to be fun.
You ever been pulled over by a cop and had to give them your ID, and they're like, wait a minute?
Yeah. Yeah, man, and they've been very sweet, and you go, hey, look, man, I'm not looking for any favors. He goes, no. And the sweetest thing one ever told me was, the fact that you can tell me who you were is why I'm letting it go. I said, just slow it down. So it was awfully nice.
Have you gotten a speeding ticket in the last 10 years?
Oh, yeah. I got, well, I hate to tell you this, man. My last speeding ticket, it was on the day that my mom passed away. We were coming back from the hospital. I got pulled over. Whole car was solemn anyway. I'm driving and just waiting while the guy writes me a ticket. And it was one of those things where you just sat there, and that was the last speeding ticket I got. I remember that day the rest of my life. But yeah, you know, you're like everybody else, man. You get called for jury duty, and then you show up, and they go, "Oh yeah, you can't be on here." So it's like everybody else. But it's a cool way to, you know, get to be. This is the greatest gig to have on the planet.
Can you imagine you do jury duty and Garth is in there? I would be focused on nothing but sitting next to Garth.
Exactly, which is why he can't serve.
Which is. All right. Well, let me say this again. Tomorrow, it's the first show in Neyland Stadium in 16 years. Garth Brooks is playing. Tickets go on sale at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. And he's saying he's a little concerned. I have no concern. I have no concern whatsoever. So
I'm glad you don't.
You have no concern. So go to the show. Hey, let me ask you one more question, Garth. Do you ever use emojis when you text?
All the time.
What's your favorite emoji?
The one that's always kind of like got the tears coming out of his laughing so hard. That's pretty much mine right there, man. That and the hearts, because I'll just, what I'm saying is I'm laughing my ass off on this end and I love you to death.
Aww.
And that's how he feels about me right now on the phone too. Both the same thing. He's sending me a verbal emoji right now.
Hey man, can I say something to you? Because I never get to talk about what you do.
Okay.
But I heard an interview that you did with Allie.
Yeah,
and
your daughter.
You guys are so comfortable with each other. I wish I was that comfortable with you. I wish my interviews sounded as smooth as that one did for you guys. But thank you for taking care of her. She is a doll, and I got to hear you work with Ms. Sherwood as well. And it's just it's cool, man. Thank you for taking care of the women that mean the world to me.
Well, listen, they're fantastic people and artists. And, you know, Amy spent a lot of time with Trisha, too. They went to L.A. together and did the whole show. Listen, it's almost like we're our own little Nashville music family here. So we appreciate you always being so cool to us. And good luck. I bet you sell a few tickets tomorrow. But in case anybody's just flipping it on, Garth's on. And tomorrow, Neyland Stadium, the Garth Stadium Tour, tickets at Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks or on the Ticketmaster app. And Garth, hope you have a good day, bud. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for always making it fun. You guys have a great morning.
There he is, Garth Brooks. A new artist here on the show this morning. I always like to give the new guys a chance.
I think he's going
to
make it.
When these new guys sell stadiums, and you know it's going to sell out in like 20 minutes. Bobby Bone, come on. Let's get that investigative corny in, because Garth's on and Garth trumps all. But now we shall do the investigative corny, where we try to figure out Amy's corny joke of the day.
Yeah.
Raymundo, hit it, please.
The morning corny.
What do you get when you play tug of war with a pig?
Okay, what do you get when you play tug of war with a pig? All right, and start the clock now. Oink, oink, pulling oink. Pulled pig, pulled pork. Pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork. It's 6 seconds.
Wow.
It's gotta be. Dude, I tied
that. Is that a record?
Dude. You're like a team roper.
Yeah.
Rope.
You see me? I grabbed the leg, tied up, threw my arm up.
Yeah, you flipped him over and tied
him over. Tied up, done. That Garth Brooks got me in the mood. Do some roping.
Wow.
Gotta be pulled pork.
It's pulled pork.
You wanna see?
Yeah.
Raymundo, hit that clip again, please.
The morning corny.
What do you get when you play tug of war with a pig?
What do you get when you play tug of war with a pig?
Telephones.
Pulled pork.
Come on.
Yeah.
Pretty proud of myself on that one. But you know what? It's always a team effort. Without you guys' support, I wouldn't have been able to be there.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Hey, we're here.
Eddie, do it. Do it. Do it.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
There we go.
Yeah.
That felt pretty good. Good. That's a good joke, though, Amy. That was a good one.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Because, like, all week they have not been.
Oh.
basically.
Well, they haven't, though.
But they haven't. Do you
no,
want us to lie?
No, but they have.
You did
I just don't
what,
think you were in
what
the
What kind
mood.
Of socks do a priest wear? Holy socks.
That yeah. was so good. That was so good. Eddie laughed at that one.
Because I use that joke, and my jokes aren't funny. Okay. Mine are dad jokes.
But you know what? We'll get them next week.
Y'all, mine are dad jokes, too.
We'll get them next week with the jokes. It'll be great.
Okay.
I'm so dialed into this draft today.
Are you?
After what happened to sit out last time, I am. I'm ready. So we're going to do favorite food combinations in our fantasy draft. And so we'll go around the room. Then we go backward the second round. It gives the person who picked last the first pick of the next round. It's called a snake draft. And so we shall start now. These are your favorite food combinations.
Woo!
With the first pick of the food combination draft, our video producer, Eddie. Eddie, you're up.
I've had this pick since yesterday. I'm just sticking with it. It's mac and cheese.
That's a solid
pick. Right?
Good
pick.
Solid
number
first
one.
Pick, you know? It's, you know, solid first pick. Morgan, number two.
I gotta go with cookies and milk.
Solid.
Dang it.
I have it on my list here.
Dang it.
Cookies and milk's a good combination.
Mm.
I don't drink milk, really, but when I do, it's because cookies are involved. Raymundo, what is your first pick in the food combo draft?
I get the votes from the southern states for this one. Chicken and waffles.
Interesting.
I love chicken and waffles.
It's good.
What was that voice?
That was my southern voice.
Oh.
Was
so
it?
Confused. Sounded like New Yorker.
It sounded like you're working on the phone line talking to people late at night. Okay. I'm going to go with my food combination. I'm going to trump Ray's because I'm from the South. Ray's not, by the way, for everybody listening. And he's a carpetbagger.
A what?
He claims to be a Yankee is what he says.
Yeah, I am from Arkansas. And I'm going to go biscuits and gravy.
Dang it.
Dang it. That was my second one.
Biscuits and gravy are so lovable. And I don't even eat them that often because I'm trying not to eat the carbs, but I love them so much. Lunchbox, your favorite food combination?
Oh, easy, guys. You guys went breakfast back to back to back, and I'm going to follow you up. But I'm going to go with eggs and bacon. Everybody loves eggs and bacon in the morning.
That's pretty good,
Lunchbox.
Solid.
That's really good, actually.
All right, so that's the first round. We have mac and cheese, cookies and milk, chicken and waffles, biscuits and gravy.
So good.
And eggs and bacon. Lunchbox, first pick of second round. You're up.
Oh, man, guys. When I go to a party and we sing happy birthday to you, what do I love when they bring it out? Cake and ice cream.
Ooh.
Woo!
That's good.
So good.
Pretty good, Lunchbox.
Wow.
Mm.
All right. I'm going to go chips and salsa.
Ah! That was my
Why
next one.
Why are you taking all my time?
That was damn salsa.
Wait, that's good.
Before y'all even started, Eddie said his were so unique.
I
Nobody's
know.
Gonna have it. Chips and salsa?
That's not unique.
I didn't know everyone else had that.
But he didn't pick that one. I did.
I know, but he acted like nobody else was gonna pick what he had.
I picked biscuits gravy because of I'm a Southern guy, and chips and salsa because Texas represent. Austin,
what
Texas.
Up?
Austin, Texas.
You know a lot of people are voting from there.
Austin, Texas.
512. That's where I'm from, Austin, Texas.
Shout
That's where
out.
I'm from. Shout out.
All right. Raymundo.
Burger and fries.
Solid.
Wow.
Solid.
I had that.
That's a good one. Morgan, number two.
Going with crackers and cheese.
Oh, I didn't think about that one.
Huh.
Kind of boring, but okay. Nobody dislikes it. I mean, actually, not that good. I'll put it out there.
Not that good, dude. We're hating on her now.
Eddie.
I'm going classic, guys. You guys are trying to get too creative. Peanut butter and jelly.
Too creative. She went crackers
and
cheese.
Cheese and crackers.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. I was just trying to sell mine. Peanut butter and jelly, baby.
Okay. Good one. We got one more pick. Everybody think about their last pick.
I know.
I've only got two left on my page.
Me too.
No, I guess I got a couple. Eddie, your two picks so far are mac and cheese and peanut butter and jelly. In the food combination draft, what is your final pick?
I got three options here. I'm going to have to go with chocolate milk. Chocolate and milk.
Wow.
You get it? You get it?
Oh,
chocolate's
man.
One food,
You're
and then
out.
Milk is the other.
Oh,
chocolate,
You're
milk.
He just
Eddie,
lost.
That's a terrible. I mean,
yeah. What?
That's not even one. That's like chocolate milk.
I don't know.
I guess you could have done like milk and Hershey syrup.
No. Oh. Guys,
no, just put chocolate milk. All he said was chocolate milk.
He said and milk, right?
Yeah, chocolate and milk.
Yeah.
When you get your Hershey's bar and drink
say,
it
like,
with milk.
Nestle's. Yeah, syrup.
Nestle Quick and Milk.
Of all your options, you had two other that were worse than that?
Yeah, I'll share what else I had.
What were your other ones, like air and corn?
That would be popcorn.
Oxygen and beef.
All right. You're hating.
No. We all gasped with a laugh. Even Raymundo turned his mic down and laughed super hard at that
Eddie,
one.
Eddie, fellow loser here.
Listen,
hi, Amy.
Recognized game.
I like chocolate milk, but I didn't really understand yours. That's...
Morgan, number two, your next combo of food.
I had four left.
Was chocolate milk one of the four?
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, me either.
So terrible. I'm going with bread and butter. Boom.
So you went crackers and cheese.
Wait, what?
I mean, cheese. You are basic white girl all the way right
you
here with
what?
This one.
These are all comfort foods, okay?
That's
isn't
good.
That toast, isn't Bobby, that toast, though?
Please tell me you went pumpkin and spice.
Well, I'm still up. I'm still up. Okay.
I'm
going
with
tea. Hey, Eddie, it's not me right now, but I'm going to go cookies and cream. It's not even two different things.
There we go. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
No, it's not
joking?
Mine. It's not
oh,
mine.
I was like, bam.
No.
Okay.
Mic drop.
Raymundo.
Yeah, when you're sitting by a campfire, the only thing you're eating is s'mores.
Okay, he's got it.
So.
That's a food combo.
A s'more. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Some more and.
Yeah.
It's
graham cracker. So we're just going to put s'more. That's what he said, but it's graham cracker, marshmallow, chocolate, and chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. Some more. Does that mean give me some more? Like, what's the root of s'more? Do we know? Like, I'd like some more.
That would make sense. Give me some more.
I'd like some more. Okay. I'm feeling pretty good about this draft, not because of my picks, but because some of you guys have just, I feel like, produced turds.
What you got?
Well, I'm going to be a hater.
You've already been a hater.
No, we all hated together on you, Eddie.
Yeah.
You said chocolate milk.
I was
milk.
So proud of
you
it.
You could have picked chocolate milk with another thing.
No, chocolate and
I
milk.
I get it. I'm torn. Let's see, I have biscuits and gravy, chips and salsa. I think just to kind of balance it out, I'm going to go Frosty and Fries as my third solid pick. I could have taken a risk. I share what I was going to pick, but I'm going to go Frosty and Fries because I feel pretty good about this draft. Lunchbox?
Okay, I have two on the list. One of them is butter and popcorn because I love putting that butter on the popcorn, but I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go with one that I love. And when you get a bowl of tomato soup, what do you love to dip in that tomato soup?
Grilled cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
Chocolate
grilled cheese. Grilled cheese, tomato soup.
Oh, yeah.
And that is how you win a draft. You go with eggs and bacon, cake and ice cream, and you bring it home with tomato soup and grilled cheese.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I was going to go chicken fried steak and white gravy.
Stay with the gravy?
Yeah, but I felt like it was too much gravy. A lot of gravy. That's not like my favorite food ever. And I also have chips and guac.
I had that.
Nobody picked.
I had that. But I decided to go with chocolate milk.
But
Eddie,
what's wrong with you? But I had chips and
have?
Salsa.
Chips and guac.
He had guac and chocolate milk.
I still think it's good. Y'all are hating.
All right. We'll get them all up at bobbybones.com.
No one had steak and eggs?
You can vote. No.
All right. I'm still glad I went with chocolate milk.
Eddie, what did you not pick on your list?
Steak and eggs.
Okay.
And then guac and chips.
And you picked chocolate milk over those?
Yeah, I thought that was like pretty like creative.
Okay.
But I guess not.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah.
Dang.
Whatever. All right, there you go. BobbyBones.com, and we'll get them up in the next few minutes, and you can vote on your favorite.
That was fun, even though I didn't get to play. There was just...
I feel pretty good about mine.
Really awesome.
Sometimes I don't. I walk away and go, it wasn't my day. Today, Eddie, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Around the room, we'll talk about what's happening as we have a segment called What's the Haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, what's the haps?
Okay, so I got a creepy call from a woman saying they had a warrant out for my arrest and I should press 1 for more details, but I was too scared to press 1.
Scam, right?
Well, I don't know.
I would assume you're pretty law-abiding.
Yeah, am I?
What's the clip you have?
The call, the like robocall.
How'd you record it?
It actually was left as a voicemail, but then, I mean, so it's still there. So I wasn't going to press 1, but if they call me back, do I press 1?
Let me hear it.
there is an arrest warrant being issued under your name. To talk to an officer, press 1. I repeat, to know more about the case, press 1.
How can you push that on a voicemail, though?
Well,
you can't,
it's just
right?
She doesn't know because she's a robot.
That's not a real person. I mean, like, she.
I know. Well, AI, yeah. She doesn't know. So she left me the voicemail, and then I don't know if I get the call back.
Push 1 and see who you talk to. Don't give them your credit card information.
Right, but just see where it takes me. But I didn't know if pressing 1 gives them anything, like access to my phone. No? Okay, so if she calls back, I press 1?
Yeah.
All right, I'll keep
y'all
posted.
I'm not even sure that pressing 1 doesn't. I don't think it does. I don't think just pushing a button on your phone gives them access to any of your information.
Okay.
So let it roll. Let us know how it goes.
I will.
All right. Hey,
what's the hat?
Lunchbox?
Oh, man. Tonight, my wife comes back home. She's been gone for 3 days, and so I've been single dad. And let me tell you, it is so hard to be a single parent. I've only done it for 3 days, so I can't wait for my wife to come home because she's going to be on mom duty because daddy needs a break.
What has she been doing?
She's been traveling for work.
Okay, so why?
She's working.
That's my point.
Daddy needs a break.
She's been working.
I know, but I've been working too. And
your job's easy.
And taking care of the kid. But, so,
okay. You have to leave for work sometimes, and she does that.
No, I know, but I don't ever go that long.
Mm. 3 days.
I mean, it's been tough, let me tell you. And he has an ear infection, so he's been extra fussy and he won't eat. And it's been hard, guys. It's been hard.
Anyone listening right now with a deployed spouse, we're sorry.
All right. Hey!
What's the hat?
Eddie?
I don't know what's going on with these TV wars, but I got another banner on my TV saying that I'm about to lose ESPN.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
This is a big deal, guys. Like, that's college football. That's Monday Night Football, Sports Center. I'm a little freaked out right now.
Your wife's lucky.
Yeah, I think she's happy.
She's rooting.
So I don't know what's going on, but I'm just a little bummed out that, I mean, pretty soon, it's almost like if someone said, like, hey, you're going to die in the next few days.
Oh, stop it.
Wait, what? Now you guys
you're comparing losing ESPN to dying?
What I'm saying is I know I'm going to lose it, so that's a bad feeling. Like, when's it going to happen? They don't have a date. They just say, you're probably going to lose it pretty soon.
But did you call the number it says to call?
No, I have
not. Press 1.
It says call a number to complain.
Oh.
We were on Family Feud last night on ABC.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know the rerun was running.
Me neither, but my husband got a text message from an old Air Force buddy and was like, I think I just saw Amy on Family Feud.
Yeah, I didn't know, nor would I have shared because we lost. And I wouldn't have been like, hey, everybody, watch us when we lose. So, but a lot of listeners were tweeting me, so I thought it was pretty cool. All right,
hey, what's the hat?
Okay, what's yours?
So, I love The Office. It's my favorite show. I watch it every night before I go to bed. I watch it when it was on, live, or whatever. But Jenna Fischer, who played Pam, and Angela Kinsey, who played Angela, are launching a weekly podcast called Office Ladies, where they break down episodes of the show, they share behind-the-scenes info, and they answer questions.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You're going to love
it. I'm
going
to love it. It premieres October 16th. So, I can't get enough of Office memes, of The Office, of everything. I love the show as much as I did when I first watched it, so I'm pretty pumped about that. So I saw that and thought it was cool.
Love
so there
it.
You go. Hey!
Hey! What's the haps?
All right, that's what's the haps.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Whitaker is a 4-year-old boy who lives in Virginia, and he's had health problems since he was 1 year old. Well, he's finally healthy, and he can go to preschool. And he walks to preschool every day, and there's a yellow car in his neighborhood that reminds him of Bumblebee from the Transformers. And his parents are like, he always says, Mom, Dad, buy that car. His birthday was coming up. They said, we want to do something special. So they made a Facebook page, said, hey, anybody with a yellow car, can you line the streets on the way to preschool?
Oh, wow.
And 100 cars showed up with balloons, signs, and they were all yellow cars. So 100 bumblebees from Transformers showed up.
That's pretty awesome.
Led them to school.
Probably look like a bunch of taxi cabs if you didn't know what was going on.
Right?
But that's pretty awesome. That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Lunchbox went out for National Encouragement Day, which, by the way, is today. So, Amy, you can do anything you want today.
Oh, wow.
So just go hit the world right in the face and tell him, Amy. Tell him Bobby sent you. Okay.
You're just encouraging me?
Yeah, I'm
me?
Encouraging you right now.
Cool.
But Lunchbox, you went out And what did you do?
I just went to random businesses, people that were working hard. I just gave them a pep talk, sort of like I do my co-ed soccer team at halftime. Like, hey, you guys are awesome. You are doing such a wonderful job. We appreciate you. And they had no idea it was coming, and they were just, I mean, like, wow, because they probably don't get thanked a lot.
Here is Lunchbox at a drive-thru giving them encouragement.
What can we get for you today?
I mean, your voice makes coming through the drive-thru amazing.
Thank you.
Like, this lady is so wonderful, and she does such a good job, and she's so friendly when she answers the, what can I get for you today?
You know you got me in here blushing, right?
You are, I mean, fantastic. Fantastic.
So we don't get it in here, so thank you so much for the, I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I think made her day.
Made her day.
What'd you encourage her to do, though?
I just encourage her to keep smiling, keep sounding beautiful, and keep being awesome.
He goes to the person that's scanning the beep.
Yeah, my groceries. Beep. I'm checking out the grocery store, and I just lay it on this lady.
Here you go.
You're really good at this. Okay. Like, the way you scan, you're just smooth. Boom, boom, boom. Just real quick like that, like butter because you're on a roll. So good.
Thank you.
Like, you really are. And then you're always smiling. You're always smiling, like, happy to see us. You know, like, wonderful job.
Thank you.
Keep doing a great job. All right. And keep smiling, too. Okay.
Did she think you were hitting on her
exactly.
at some point? Because I do think this is funny. It makes me smile. I like it. But I would just think at some point, I would think, this guy's trying to get with me.
I don't know. I don't know if she thought that at all, but she was definitely smiling. She felt, it made her feel good. You could see the her eyes light up like, man, all right.
One more clip. Here is Lunchbox on National Encouragement Day. He gives the cart guy encouragement.
Well, man, I got to say, great work, dude. I mean, listen. Your forearm pushing those other carts, you got your legs low. You do a great job. I know a lot of people don't notice the guy pushing the carts.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But without these carts, we wouldn't be able to hear groceries. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, great job, dude. You're doing a heck of a job. Keep your head up. Hey, keep working hard, my man.
Thank you.
He liked that?
Oh, he liked, man. He is smiling ear to ear like he was like, man, no one notices the cart guy. They're right. And he was sweating because it was hot outside. And you just say, great job, cart guy.
If you're listening right now, let us tell you, and again, there's a day for everything. But I like days like this where you can actually go out and encourage somebody to do something. Give them a little encouragement in their life. Like, take this show as just a little thump to go, oh, I should remember to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe you remember every day, because sometimes we get back in our habits and we forget. But today, make a little promise that you will encourage one person. Like, give them a little boost. Not compliment day, but encourage. Like, Amy, let me encourage you for a little bit.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
I'm going to encourage you to keep killing it with your podcast.
Oh,
I watch the numbers grow and grow and grow, and I know sometimes you're like, man, I'm beating my head against the wall sometimes. But the podcast is so good, and just and keep striving to make it better, because you're reaching out of the box and getting guests that you probably didn't think you could ever get, and you're doing it all by yourself. So
even after I get rejected by some guests.
And we talk about that. You get
keep
rejected.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going, because you're building something really cool over there.
Oh, I feel so encouraged. Thank you.
But I also say that off the air. I don't just say that to you now. I also.
Oh, I know.
I'm your biggest fan.
You were just giving an example.
Yeah.
Do you need me to encourage you to give an example? Or do you not need me to?
I just gave an example.
In case we need extra.
Oh, no, no. Oh, and now I'm encouraged enough.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
I think so.
Bobby doesn't need it, guys.
All right.
I'm very self
encouraged.
I don't know if encourage is the word, but I'm all right.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not somebody who needs a lot of feedback.
Words of affirmation is my love language.
Yeah, well,
You're making me blush over here.
And I try to, I have tried to get better at giving them to you.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want, but I know that about you, that you don't just hand that out. So it actually does mean more if it's, you know, a few years apart.
Stop it. It's not a few years apart.
Joking.
I tell you
I thought
all
you'd
the time.
Jokes.
I tell you all the time how good you're doing and how much
jokes.
Of a star you are.
Okay. And that's not what I want to hear. That's not the affirmation I'm looking for. I'm not looking to be a star. So that's not the affirmation I need.
If an alien sucked me up today and I was just gone, you just take over the show and it'd be your show.
Okay. No, you've said before nobody in here could take over the show.
I don't think that anymore.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys.
He changed his mind. I'm out.
We still have jobs. Wait, what? You don't want to do this?
Bobby, if Amy takes over, I'm out.
You're the next Delilah if you want to be. Just in a different, newer way.
Yeah. When I met her a couple months ago, I kind of freaked out.
Because?
I just geeked out. I was like, you're Delilah. And then I talked to her for a while. I felt like I started asking too many questions, so I had to casually be like, nice to meet you. No big deal. Gotta go.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
over to Ashley in Maine, who's on the phone right now. Ashley, what's happening? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. How is everyone?
We're good. What's happening with you?
Good. Not a whole lot.
Well, I'm glad you called. What's up with you?
So I was listening this morning when you guys were doing your food matches thing. Mm-hmm. And you guys keep referring to Morgan number two as Morgan number two. And I remember a little while ago you guys were trying to figure out another name for her. I didn't know if you guys came up with something yet.
Well, no, it's not that we're going to change her name. It's that there's now not two Morgans here. Morgan number one works with and for me in a different capacity over in different part of like books and touring and stuff. So Morgan number two is, there's not a number one, there's only a number two. And so we've talked about taking the number two off. What do you think, Morgan number two?
I mean, I'm ready for it to happen anytime now,
What do you think about that, Ashley?
I was kind of going to suggest maybe whatever your middle name is, saying like Morgan with your middle name instead of Morgan number two.
What is your middle name?
Well, I have two.
Oh, my goodness.
So three names.
So that's why Morgan number two works. Morgan and then...
You can choose one of them.
You have two middle names?
It's Morgan Lane Nicole. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're not going to go with that. But I'm not totally against taking the number two off.
Yeah, she should just be Morgan.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
If she was just named Morgan, her name wouldn't have stuck with people. There's nobody named Morgan number two or Raymundo or Lunchbox. There's real strength in being unique in a name. There's 10 million Morgans, but there's only one Morgan number two. And I know the number two thing to you feels like poop. I never thought about that.
That was a valid point about you're saying very strong. Like,
yeah, who would somebody be like Morgan number two? What is that name? But it sticks with people. I'm not against you being Morgan now. I need to really sit with it a bit more. But you've actually kind of come on a little stronger because you've had a unique name. Much like Raymundo, who does our audio.
Yeah!
And he sits in there and runs the board. If his name was just Ray, just another dude. Part of my success has been because my name's so stupid. Bobby Bones. Who's named that? Pirates?
Okay, what about Amy?
That's tough for you.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good at all. Wow, okay. That's a tough one.
We'll call you Amy 12.
I'm like, wait a second. Are you saying my career could be even better if I was Amy number two?
You have just thrived because you are just so talented.
Okay.
I would encourage you to just stick with it and still be so talented and positive.
Okay, I'll stay that way.
All right. You know what I did is I went to a Peloton class when I was in New York.
Oh, I saw that and I was so jealous.
I really thought it was going to be a while before I get to go. And even if I would even go. You know, I was like, I don't know, do people really, because I do that. Like, I box mostly at Tidal Boxing, and then I ride that Peloton a couple times a week. And so, like it, but I go up, and I kind of know one of the instructors a little bit, the one that gave me a shout-out. We kind of would talk back and forth.
Oh, the one on the screen.
Yeah, and so the picture was, I went up there, and we took a class. But it was pretty cool. They have the cameras in there, and they got the whole thing.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
So fun.
They have the leaderboards in the room. And you're competing against everyone in the class. I mean, I didn't win, but I was also like, I don't want to just peter out, like start crushing it and then not be able to finish the class. I think I finished 6th out of 50, which is pretty good.
That's really good.
But there's no medal. I wanted to be on the medal stand. There's also not a medal ceremony or even a medal, but I have my heart, there was
your
a medal.
Yeah.
But I did that. It was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's amazing. I want to do that one day.
Yeah.
Not the spinning, the running.
And those trainers come through, they're on those little TV screens, and everybody, they have security. It's crazy.
They're famous.
They have security.
They have security that like walks them through, and then they take pictures with people. I actually went to a class with the girl. She wasn't teaching it. We just kind of went together. Oh. She was like, hey, you should come with me. And so we went to another girl's class. So she didn't have security with her because she was just in normal clothes.
Oh.
Did you think I went to her class?
I didn't know what you took, but I mean, I saw that she was there. And then did they do the running one at the same place as the spin? Oh, okay. Can you get me in one time?
Uh-huh. But because the girl that I went with usually teaches the running classes and only the bike sometimes.
Cool. I'll have to take her class. Yeah. Currently, I like Andy. Shout out. Andy.
Wait, are we going to skip over the fact, guys? You guys
are
missing the whole...
He went with the girl.
Like,
yeah.
Guys, hello.
Amy,
can you get me in the class? Who gives a crap about the class? Let's talk about who he went with the class.
I got too excited about that.
We were just going to skip over that.
No, no. Yeah, was that like a date?
It was... We had been talking through direct message, and I was like, hey, I'm going to come. And she's like, cool, come. And then she was like, are you coming to class? I was like, yeah. So we went and hung out, and it was good.
So you did spin, and then did you go get, like, a protein shake after?
I was too sweaty, and I had to work.
Oh. That's the only hang time y'all had?
I'm going to play this
song.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, Amy. Like, there you go. That's now we're hitting them with the questions. Get it, Amy. Go again. Don't let them off.
Did y'all have dinner?
Kind of.
Oh!
On a different night?
Possibly.
Wow, y'all hung out two nights in a row?
Not really.
Did you go to a cafe?
What?
Because you said earlier you went to a cafe
no,
and you had something.
No,
he said diner.
No,
okay. Diner.
Diner.
Dang it.
Okay, so you did spin classes or one day and a meal another day.
Kind of a meal. More like meet up and for drinks.
Tapas?
And I don't drink, and it's that weird thing where I had to try to get there early and get a drink beforehand and tell the bartender, like...
Did it come up that you don't drink?
Well, almost, because I had a... Charlie Temple with a bunch of cherries, and it's like, well, what are you drinking? And I just changed the subject. I'm really good at changing the subject. And I was like, I don't know. They just handed me something. It was really packed. And so, and then I just move it. But no, they never really caught on.
Said no one ever. They just handed me something.
Yeah, I know. Really I don't know. This pack. It's packed. He's handing me a drink. I just started drinking it.
You shouldn't take drinks from strangers.
But there was another girl there too.
Oh, dang, dude. No. All right.
Like she brought a friend.
A friend, yeah.
Or you brought a friend.
I didn't bring a friend.
Hmm.
It's another one of the trainers there.
Wow. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, have you talked to her since?
Yeah, send her a message right now.
Like on the phone or DM?
No, I don't talk on the phone to anybody. Who talks on the phone?
FaceTime?
No.
Just DM?
Just, yeah.
Or text?
You moved to text about, right? Come on.
Yeah, you're in
but
the text.
But I'm telling you, DM and text are almost the same to me at this point in my life. On Instagram. Instagram, DM, or text. It's all the same. Anyway, I'm not putting too much into it.
Okay.
You know, I don't want people hitting.
Well, she obviously lives in New York.
Yeah, there's not. We just, it was fine. It was good. But I don't want people hitting. That's why I don't share that, like, specific stuff because our listeners go over and, like, and. You know, do their thing, but some of them, like the 1% of them that get mean or angry, they go over and it's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Keep us posted.
Thank you very much. Morgan number two is talking about something that she saw on Twitter from Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, she had posted on Twitter and she asked why no women have any bars on Broadway. She was like, at this point, there's Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, Dierks Bentley, Alan Jackson, Florida Georgia Line. Where are the females at? So I was just kind of wondering what you thought about that and maybe why there aren't any female bars.
I don't think it's an anti-female thing. I think there are many females. If they wanted a bar, they'd open a bar. I think if Carrie Underwood wanted a bar, she'd just open a bar. I think if Miranda wanted a bar, she'd open a bar. So I don't understand what point she's trying to make or what question she's asking. Because my answer is maybe they just don't want one. And I don't know if... You're telling me if somebody wanted... like
Reba...
You can keep me out of the Reba bar. You know, I would assume because they don't want them. I mean, Maren Morris could have a bar pretty easily if she wanted it. You know, you get the right team. True. You get the right backers. I don't think it'd be but a call to somebody going, hey, it's me, Miranda. I'd like to open up, you know, Lambert's Bar and Grill.
I'd go to Miranda's bar.
And people would throw money at it for sure. I think that's what it is. I mean, if Sheryl Crow wanted to open a bar, she'd have people go, here, we'll finance it, put your name on it. That would be my answer. I mean, people have approached me about opening a bar. I don't even have a bar. I don't even drink.
You don't drink.
So I'm also not a girl. But I think I don't know that I'm right about that. But Amy, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would assume like you're saying that those females could do it if they wanted to. Now, I guess if someone was questioning maybe... if they had heard that Carrie or Reba or Dolly or somebody was trying to get one on Broadway and they got rejected, then that would be weird.
I bet you that didn't happen.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, interesting. I love Cheryl. We were talking about her trying to get her on the show. Well, she's going to do the podcast, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to come over to the
house.
I'm going to do a 9-part series, 9 hours long.
Wow.
Like, by the way, now that you're here, Cheryl, I've also made some Chateau Barbar. Yeah. Why don't you stay?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon these candles that are being lit in front of us as we do the podcast. A guy named Keith Urban in Nebraska was arrested for impersonating a police officer.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
And threatening an employee at a gentleman's club.
Wow.
A 26-year-old Lincoln man was arrested for threatening a strip club employee with a pellet gun and impersonating a police officer. Keith Urban was causing a disturbance and was escorted out of the business. I might. They play audio and it's
Keith.
It's really Keith. I might. It's mate. The employee said that Urban pointed a gun at his stomach and said he wanted to speak to the owner. Oh, I'd have pooped my pants because I would have thought that was a real... Because pellet guns, their handguns look like real guns.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him here on the screen.
Does he look like Keith?
Doesn't.
No.
Mm-mm. He kind of, if I were to compare him to a celebrity, like Jonah Hill with dyed blonde hair.
Okay, not Keith Urban then.
So yeah, not really Keith Urban at all. If you guys want to hop on a show, we'd love to talk to you. 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. And, you know, many times during the morning show, you can check it out and watch us. Facebook.com/BobbyBoneShow. We got cameras all through the studio here, so we appreciate that. I have a new podcast going up this afternoon with Jim Beavers, who's written songs like Red Solo Cup, Felt Good on My Lips, 5150 from Dierks Bentley. Also talks about riding with Taylor Swift when she was 14 before she'd ever had a record out.
Wow.
And tells a really interesting story about that. And so Jim Beavers, just subscribe to the Bobbycast and check it out.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us. Amy, what's on your calendar today?
I have to go to the girl doctor today and I hate it.
Is it a doctor that's a girl or a doctor that's going to do the girl things?
I'm going to a new doctor. It better be a girl.
Oh, you don't know yet?
I'm like 99% sure it's a girl, but I haven't ever been to this new place. So, yeah, I prefer females only. I went to that guy once, remember, a long time ago. I went to a male OBGYN, and then I went to a barbecue later, and he was there, and that
got
awkward.
But he was a family friend.
But I didn't, my friend, I didn't know he was going to be at a barbecue that I was at. That got awkward, so I never again.
It only got awkward because you made it awkward.
Okay, well, what's up with your day?
I'm also going to OBGYN. No.
Okay.
I have a couple things. One, I'm going over to the Opry today to talk business.
Like what kind of business?
I don't know. We're going to brainstorm on some stuff.
Trying to buy the Opry?
You know. Yeah, can you imagine? I'm going to go over there. They got some new folks over there that are running the Opry. And so they're like, hey, come and lend us some of your fresh, you know, progressive country knowledge.
Mm.
And I'm like, don't get it twisted. I'm country music's youngest historian at the same time.
Right.
Like, I'm that balance of super, super old school and super, super new school. Just not a lot of middle school with me. Also, the guy that started Tackle, like a super rich guy,
yes.
I'm going to his house and ranch today.
Okay.
He lives in Alan Jackson's old place. It's like a $25 million place.
Wow. I need a guy from Tackle. So
no,
I guess
he's not the guy. He started it.
I know,
Tackle sends people to your house.
Can he send me a guy? I really do need help with unloading something for my dad's apartment. I need it. I guess I got to get the app. TAKL.
It's the greatest app. I only got involved with it because I was talking about it on the radio so much. And they were like, hey. Then the guy who started it was like, hey, come over to the house.
Okay, that's so funny you're going over to his house today, because mm-hmm. literally I was about to download that and order a person. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him.
I'll tell him.
Okay.
Making, I said, lunchbox business.
Businessman making business deals, trying to get that money.
Get that money.
Are you really getting that money from him?
No.
Oh.
He's part of everything.
Are you going over to help him with something handy?
I'm going to be his tackle. All right, thank you guys for being part of the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Tim McGraw should be on tomorrow. Go vote at BobbyBones.com in our fantasy draft today. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.